Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Lux Show. This is the viral podcast coming at you live from Houston, Texas. H-Town, what's good, baby? There's like twice as many listeners as I used to have, so welcome whoever you are, new listeners. hold on a second. Welcome to the show. So, this is going to be a dry episode. This episode is dry as fuck. This is not wet. I'm not dripping. There's no rain. I'm not making it rain. It's not even drizzling. There's no moisture. There's zero moisture in this episode because I'm talking about something important, maybe geared towards the youngsters, maybe geared towards the millennials, maybe even geared to the grown-ups, okay? It's called money management with Lux. Most of y'all, hopefully, have the habit of saving money. If you don't, well, you better start now. And hold on a second. My GPS is going a little crazy. You need to save your money, people, okay? How much money can you afford to save? Okay? 10 to 20%? Try. More than that? Awesome. How much should you save? Right? When do you start investing? Okay? These are important questions. And like I said, this is dry. People don't want to hear this. People want to tune it out. People want to turn it off. Hey, you do you, my friend. But you probably shouldn't treat yourself, because what the fuck you treating yourself for? Did you make more money? You got a side hustle? Okay, you got a side hustle. I guess you could treat yourself every once in a while. There's a problem with my last business venture, travel, the travel industry. I think it's a terrible industry to make a full-time living off of when you're trying to impress people on how many vacations you go on, because you're spending all your damn money. That's funny. That's funny, man. You're spending all your cash. It's a no-no. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're trying to build lifetime wealth, if you're trying to set your kids up and your family up, you want 60 G's liquid assets. 60,000, okay? Everybody needs to be shooting for 60 G's. And that sounds a little bit daunting, I know, maybe overwhelming. Sure, but you can do it. And if you can do it, you could probably become a millionaire. And it might take 40 years of investing, even at the market rate. The market rate is traditionally 7% in low index funds. Bunch of ya-ya jargon over your head, but any intelligent financial investor who understands index funds and the lowest fees possible, just Google Tony Robbins low index funds. You'll figure it out. Okay? You'll get to a million if you can save a lot of money. Like, everybody could be a millionaire, and it doesn't even have to happen. It doesn't even have to be difficult. You don't have to do anything. You just put some money aside. Okay? So, talking to a 22-year-old girl, got some spiritual vibes. I really like her. We only hung out once, but I don't know. I'm feeling some soul urge. My spirit has an urge. I like it. And I'm ready for a girlfriend, honestly. It's like being single seems fun, but the same old shit of like all these dating and like, it's like sometimes just enough of that. I'm ready for something more stabilized. So it's interesting because she's kind of also reverting me back to when I was 22, and I'm writing this podcast for my 22-year-old self, who was not good at managing money and who did not have a lot of discipline. So he did work out a lot. He was pretty freaking buff. I will give him that. I did a good job there, but otherwise, money savings, yeah, we need to talk about that. So, I'm going to take a little short break, and when we return, we're going to talk about how can I save money when I don't feel like I can. Stay tuned. Okay, where were we? Okay, basically for all y'all that don't think you can save any money, you're spending probably about $100 a week unnecessarily on food, eating out, fast food, lunch, and then going out to eat, going out on the weekend, alcohol. I guarantee you're probably spending more than $100 on food and alcohol, plus everything else you're buying, clothing, cologne, Ross, TJ Maxx, Walmart. They'll gobble up your extra money because they're good at it, because anything $10 to $20 you don't think is that's big of a deal, and then that shit adds up. Okay, so think about it. $100 extra dollars a week times 20 weeks, you got 2 G's in the bank. Do not even touch it. Okay? Then the next thing is groceries. You know, pasta and brown rice is less than a dollar a pound, so if you want to get ahead in life, you got to stop BSing yourself, and you got to stop acting like you don't give a fuck and you're just going to live it, and try to feed yourself for less than $5 a day. That should be a big goal of yours, and you can absolutely do it, and you can still eat chicken, turkey, brown rice, pasta, a lot of veggies. You can even do protein powder with the Greek yogurt. Get the Greek yogurt from Kroger. It's only $2 for a tub of high protein, low fat. It's called Carb Master. I'm helping you out, son. You can get whey isolate protein. It's only going to cost you less than $10 a pound, especially if you buy bulk on the internet or go to Costco or Sam's Club. I'm giving you all the hookups, okay? So you want to do that. Feed yourself less than $5 a day. Don't spend any money on dumb shit. You're going to have an extra $100 or more a week. You're going to accumulate that every week, week after week. First goal, hit 1,000. Second goal, hit 2,500. Third goal, hit 6,000. Fourth goal, hit 10,000. Okay? Once you're at the fourth goal, you'll know what to do, because you'll already be good at this point. Okay? Save your money. Don't do dumb shit. I know sometimes life is so boring that all you want to do is just have fun. I understand. Trust me. Lux understands. But there's more to life than a temporary feeling. And if you want residual results, you gotta commit, okay? So you're gonna commit, you're gonna feed yourself less than $5 a day, you're gonna eat really healthy, you're gonna watch your income go up, and then you're gonna transfer it into an account. You don't touch that money, okay? So that's it for now. And I don't know, something catchy at the end of my episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.